What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a lot of stuff going on in the darker corners of the nation's capital. Greg Craig was the White House counsel under President Barack Obama. And after Obama left office, Greg went to work for a law firm called Skadden Arps. And now he's abruptly left. His bio's been taken off the website. Arps is saying, or rather refusing to say, whether his departure had anything to do with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Because apparently the law firm, Skadden Arps, has come under scrutiny because of its work with Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign manager, chairman, on behalf of the Ukrainian government in 2012. Now, a team led by Greg Craig helped produce a report that sought to justify the imprisonment of Yulia Tymoshenko, a political rival of Viktor Yanukovych, the Ukrainian president at the time, and an ally of Vladimir Putin's. So if they're not careful, they could open up a real big can of worms there that's completely unrelated. But again, Mueller has just wasted millions of dollars and well over a year chasing this complete bogus Russia-Trump collusion story. There's been absolutely no evidence. We're now finding out that the document that was used to launch this so-called investigation was made up purely of speculations and opinions and suppositions. There was no basis for it whatsoever. The good news is polls are showing that Americans are turning against Robert Mueller. Something like 60% of Americans right now think Mueller's investigation is just a political hatchet job and they think it should be ended. Now, apparently, on Fox News Night with Shannon Bream, they were talking about the possibility that former FBI Director James Comey has committed criminal espionage. And this has to do with those memos that he leaked to be published in the media. And there was classified information in those memos. That's a violation of Title 18, Section 793, paragraph F. Now, you really need to read Title 18 sometime to see what's in there, because remember, James Comey gave Hillary Clinton her get-out-of-jail-free card by saying she didn't mean to do wrong, but intent is not required under Title 18. Criminal espionage is defined as taking classified information out of its secure setting and taking it somewhere else. That's it. And that's what Comey did with the memos. And this is punishable with a 10-year federal prison sentence. Now, of course, Washington, D.C. doesn't eat its own, and I don't think anything's going to happen to Comey because our government is just that corrupt. But apparently Comey was worried because apparently at the same time he was leaking those memos, he lawyered up. And he basically he leaked the memos to his friend Patrick Fitzgerald, he basically got a lawyer about the same time. So the inference is he knew he was breaking the law. And here's where it gets a little bit more interesting. Okay, now Comey leaked the memos to a Columbia law professor, Daniel Richmond. And it turns out Richmond had what's called special government employee status at the FBI. Wasn't being paid, but he was basically identified and credentialed by the FBI as a special government employee. Maybe that's the fancy term for an undercover informant. So this is getting murkier and murkier. Now, here's an interesting little story. In Comey's book, which I have no intention of buying, Comey says that the FBI didn't believe Hillary could be prosecuted when it launched the email probe. And that's why they didn't work on it all that hard. And what's interesting is in the book, Comey claims the FBI was not going to prejudge the result, and yet in the very next sentence, he admits that's exactly what they did. This will never get prosecuted. Why would we bother? Now, a closer reading of Comey's memos in his book indicates the briefing on the Russian dossier was just a deep state setup. And there was no evidence. It was a smear job. Hillary couldn't stand the fact that the American people didn't elect her. And talk about, you know, being bitter and carrying a grudge. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. The Daily Caller News Foundation and Judicial Watch are filing a lawsuit in federal court seeking records to determine how many times former FBI Director James Comey met with then-President Barack Obama. And the reason for that is the former FBI director claimed he rarely met with Obama and that he was an independent and nonpartisan leader of the nation's top law enforcement agency, even though in his book he's clearly indicating that he was not independent. And he wasn't nonpartisan. Now, Comey's impartiality about his relationship with Obama was called into question by the Senate Committee on the Judiciary when its chairman, Senator Chuck Grassley, uncovered a private, undisclosed meeting Comey held with Obama on January 5th, 2017, 2 weeks before Trump's inauguration. Now, Obama is 2 weeks away from being out of a job. He should be packing. So what was being discussed? And that's what the Judicial Watch and Daily Caller News Foundation want to find. Was that when the plan was hatched to try and destroy Trump with this Russia-Trump collusion story? Now, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein apparently is looking at job offers from at least one corporate media network television news team and two law firms. And the question is he going to resign or is he just making sure he's got a landing pad in case he's fired? But it looks like he's considering an exit from the Department of Justice. Lawyers for Roger Stone have sent a formal demand to the Democrats to preserve all evidence related to the countersuits that are being filed in the wake of the DNC's ridiculous multimillion dollar lawsuit against everybody that they hate, claiming that Russia hacked the DNC servers. Now, unfortunately, this long after the fact, we cannot rule out the possibility the servers have been tinkered with to plant evidence. But along with the servers, they want the paperwork and other records as well. So the DNC may have hoisted with their own petard on this particular lawsuit because WikiLeaks is suing them, Trump is suing them, Roger Stone is suing them. And the optics are really, really bad at this point. In fact, there's another article that came out of Zero Hedge where Democrats in the Midwestern battleground states are telling the Democratic National Committee to just back off this Trump-Russia rhetoric because it's turning off voters. Now, the DNC is doing a good job of winning New York and California, probably because of all those illegal immigrants being brought in to vote. But these Midwestern Democrats are saying the problem is Trump keeps talking about jobs and the economy, and the Democrats just keep talking Russia collusion, Russia collusion, Russia collusion. They don't really have a policy or a platform to run on in the midterm elections. And actually, the poll numbers are starting to narrow. The Democrats had a lead a few months ago, a significant lead. It's narrowing. Now, apparently the Senate is getting contentious over the nomination of Gina Haspel as CIA director, mostly because of her being involved with the use of torture. And she was basically, she's tied to the CIA's use of harsh interrogation techniques after the September 11 attacks. And a lot of people are saying that's not really somebody that we want in charge of the CIA. Unfortunately, Trump seems to think torture works, although any interrogation expert will tell you, no, it doesn't. The person being tortured is going to say whatever stops the pain. All torture really is good for is obtaining confessions. And that's, it was used for that as well. They tortured Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. They waterboarded him something like 130 times and then locked his kids in these dark metal boxes with biting insects and made him listen to their screams. And only after that did he confess to being the mastermind of 9/11. So there are some people who are saying this person should not be confirmed, and I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree here. Little reminder that back when this whole Hillary Clinton email case first came to light, the FBI agents assigned to this investigation had to sign a special form not to talk about the probe to anybody unless they were called to testify under oath. It was called a case briefing acknowledgement form. And people in the FBI said they'd never heard of it being used before. I mean, everybody who works at the FBI signs a general non-disclosure form as part of their security clearance. But nobody has ever seen a single case where there was an additional non-disclosure. So again, what is being protected? What were they so scared was going to come on out that they went to these exceptional steps? And again, it gets back to that question. Was Hillary Clinton running an espionage operation using that email server and the Clinton Foundation? We're going to take a phone call from Tom in Connecticut. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. You made mention of those DNC lawsuits that are being thrown around like party favors. Wasn't they on the verge of collapse and the Clintons gave them money prior to the election?
I'm sorry, who was on the verge of collapse?
The DNC, the Democratic National Committee.
Yeah, they're broke. I mean, Obama basically spent all their money for his two elections and failed to basically pay it back by going on out and fundraising on behalf of the DNC. So they were in serious financial straits. And yes, Hillary Clinton basically poured a lot of money in there, and with it came the directions that the DNC would do what Hillary told them to do, which apparently included rigging the primaries to get rid of Bernie Sanders.
Well, I mean, lawsuits are not cheap. And given, you know, the knowledge that, you know, they didn't have a significant resource and the Clintons had to bail them out, wouldn't it be prudent to kind of like find out where the hell all the money is coming from doing this stuff?
Well, the campaigns are supposed to be keeping records for the Federal Election Commission, but as we reported yesterday, the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC were running this something like $80 million money laundering operation to conceal where the money was coming from, to evade campaign finance limitations.
Well, yet another kettle of smelly fish, for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and get on back to the news. Now, one of the perks of the president's job is he gets to nominate judges for the federal courts. And it looks like Trump may be turning his sights on the Ninth Circuit Court, which is ultra-liberal and has handed down some amazingly bogus decisions. They routinely violate Title VIII when it comes to issues of immigration. So apparently, President Trump and Senate GOP leaders are going to be able to fill seven open seats with conservative picks. Now, obviously, the Democrats are out there just they want to protect the longstanding leftward lean of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals because that's where they always take these cases, knowing the court will rule in their favor. But I think the court ought to be more balanced. You know, I don't think it should be all liberal or all conservative. I think it should be balanced. And so this strikes me as a really good idea. Okay, story coming out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. You ever notice that we have to go to the foreign press to find this stuff out? There's a new book out called Chasing Hillary, 10 Years, Two Presidential Campaigns, and One Intact Glass Ceiling. It's written by New York Times journalist Amy Chozick, and it basically has two interesting bits of information. One is that Bill Clinton did encourage Donald Trump to run for president about a year before he entered the race. And apparently he did it thinking it was going to throw the Republican Party into turmoil, making it easier for Hillary to win her election. And Bill Clinton, according to this book, did speak to Loretta Lynch to help clear Hillary on the email scandal, the tarmac meeting. So all this stuff is coming on out. Judicial Watch has acquired 10 new classified emails that Hillary either hid or tried to delete. And it confirms she had classified conversations about Israel on her non-secure private email server. That's a Title VIII violation. Where the heck is Jeff Sessions? Remember, the NSA told James Comey they had copies of all of Hillary's emails, including the some, what, 33,000 she deleted? Comey said, no thanks, not interested. Whatever's behind that email scandal has got to be something really terrible, something that would delegitimize the government, something that would bring the government crashing down. Okay, so let's talk about the economic news here for a little bit. Apparently, 12 retailers are at risk of bankruptcy this year. Subway is closing 500 stores. It looks like they're getting out of the American market, which is a shame because I like their stuff. I like their food. Article coming out of John Rappaport. The government can't find $20 trillion while pension funds are tanking. This recently came on out that there's $20 trillion missing from government records. They don't know where it went. They know they had it. It was just here a minute ago. We don't know where it went. And this missing $20 trillion, it does not refer to the national debt. And there's an irony there. If they hadn't lost this $20 trillion, they could pay off the national debt and set us all free from the debt slavery of the Federal Reserve, more or less. $20 trillion. You know, a trillion here, a trillion there. Soon you're talking some real money. Now, as we talked about with this caller earlier in the show, Finland's government launched this two-year experiment offering a selected group of non-working citizens a universal basic income or money for nothing. And Finland was the first country in Europe to do this, but they're ending it. When the two-year period is up, it will all stop. That's the first of next year. And the whole idea of free money, it really, how do you fund this? Where do you get the money to give a universal basic income to people? Unless, like I told that caller, the goal is to get everybody in the country dependent on the government for their income, and then the government comes in and says, well, we'll assign you for some kind of a job, and that's communism. And that seems to be what the liberals want. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, we're going to remind you, RBN needs your help to stay on the air. In fact, somebody just posted a member's story at whatreallyhappened.com about how corporate social media behemoths are systematically censoring independent media. Stunning new report confirms the carnage. And yes, we've been seeing that all along. There's a war on for your mind. And we need your help. And if you can help, please do. And no amount is too small. The address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to call to pledge being a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 03. Okay, now then. Back to the economic news here. I'm going to have to step back. Apparently, Donbass is now being shelled under NATO command. Oh, boy. That's going to be ugly. That's another flashpoint. They're really not going to be happy until there are mushroom clouds all over the place here. Back to the economic news here. Over in Ireland, They've had some kind of a goof where the money just vanished from bank accounts. And apparently it was a major mess up by Ulster Bank that saw payments and bank account balances just suddenly vanish. Salaries were not being paid. Cards were being declined. Customers were unable to pay for goods and services. And it's another reminder that you should keep your cash at home. Cash is king. At least that's what they used to say. Now, over in Sweden, as you know, they're pushing this experiment in a cashless society. This is the second time they've tried it. They tried it in India and almost wrecked the place. Now the people of Sweden are having a rethink. And they're saying that they can manage without cash, but it puts them at risk of attack. Because you're now dependent on those little computer terminals. And it's all being run by the government. And they're concerned governments do make mistakes. Remember Obamacare. So the Swedes are now saying they want to go back to, at least for small purchases, banknotes and coins. A lot of retailers in Sweden won't even accept notes and coins anymore. You either have a card or you're not welcome as a customer. Which in my case, I would say, okay, I'm not your customer. That's the problem with all this cashless society. It doesn't help you. It helps the bankers. It gives them control over all your money, along with giving the government yet another way to track what it is you're doing with your life. And it's none of their business if I stop on the way home and get a jelly donut. I don't want them to know that. I'm a very private person. I keep thinking back to that time when Claire and I were at Safeway and the whole card system had gone down. EBT wouldn't work. Credit cards wouldn't work. Debit cards wouldn't work. Everybody was in line with baskets full of food they couldn't pay for. Claire and I, we had cash. We took our food. We went home. Simple, easy. This push for a cashless society is not for your benefit. It is to make you even more firmly a slave of the bankers. Now, over in the German media, they've had an editorial basically saying that the U.S. has kneecapped itself with its sanctions on Russian aluminum because the U.S. needs a lot of aluminum, and now they're going to have a problem getting it from other suppliers. And there's going to be shortages, and that means the cost of anything made with the aluminum is going to go up, like your beer can, or certain automobiles, certainly a lot of aircraft. They did the same thing with titanium. And they're just pushing on this Russia situation all the time. And this is way beyond the Cold War. I remember the Cold War. And it was, you know, we're taking a lot of money, we're making a lot of weapons, we're sneering at each other. But it never crossed that line into actual risk of a direct confrontation. And we seem to be way past that right now. And that's why I think we all ought to be very, very concerned about what's going on here, especially this article about Donbass being shelled under NATO command. That's very alarming. Now, as you know, there are certain raw materials that are needed. And are sometimes good to invest in. Apparently, there is now a lithium shortage, and it's not considered a precious metal, although it's being called white petroleum now, but it's a crucial element in today's high-tech economy. It's used in batteries. It's used in all kinds of modern equipment. Demand for lithium is soaring. And producers are searching for sources of supply. And right now, it's the prices have doubled in the last 2 years. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. I'm going to take a look at this story about Donbass and see what the heck is really going on here. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Ron in the Bronx. Aloha, Ron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, aloha. I just seen you on the live stream on YouTube, man. You look good, man. I want you to,
thank you.
You know, don't stay. We don't need guy patriots like you ill, you know? Anyway, so my question is about the U.S. military. I see a lot of memes, and I got into it with a lot of people online about, you know, if the U.S. military can't succeed in Afghanistan or Iraq, how could they succeed against a formidable military such as North Korea, the Russians, the Chinese? But and one guy told me the reason why the U.S. military doesn't succeed in Iraq and Afghanistan is because to keep them in under occupation for years to come just so they could steal the natural resources. What do you think about that?
Well, I think the original model, at least back when General Wesley Clark blew the whistle on this operation, was to go into a country, regime change it, put it under the control of a government that was subservient to the U.S., and then move on to the next. Unfortunately, these wars have turned into these quagmires. They still don't have complete control over Afghanistan, especially in the east. Iraq's new government is already saying, we need you guys to go. And this garrisoning of all these countries is a huge drain on our military resources. So I don't think it was intended that we were going to garrison these countries. It's just unfortunately become an inevitable result of how these things are going. In terms of both Syria and Afghanistan, I think the reason they're staying in there is just so that the U.S. is not seen as losing these wars. And that may be why Trump did the about face after he was talking about leaving Syria and then goes on in with this massive attack. He doesn't want to be the president who loses the war. And apparently that's a very common situation because, again, I want to go back to that movie, The Post. And there's a line in there where they're realizing that McNamara knew they were not going to be able to win in Vietnam, and yet the war dragged on for another 6 years because nobody wanted to be the president who lost that war.
Wow, okay. One other question. Will Russia ever respond to those to that first round of cruise missiles? Or that's it? They're just going to, you know, leave it as be and take, like, I guess, the moral high ground and not respond in, you know, militarily?
Well, Russia had made it very clear that they would respond militarily if they and their positions were attacked. But the France, U.S., and Great Britain made a point of staying as far away from the Russian positions as they could. And so Russia is playing it cool. Putin doesn't want to escalate the situation. And it's now looking like those 22 missiles that actually hit their targets just blew up a lot of worthless junk. You know, they got the aspirin factory and two other buildings that obviously didn't have chemical weapons. So it was a huge expenditure of money. And basically, the U.S. government's got egg all over its face.
Right. Mike, thanks again. Keep up the good work, and I'll make a donation real soon. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much here. And now, let's see. Getting on back to this story that's just now breaking, and I'm trying to basically dig through all these multiple articles to get a cohesive story. Apparently, there was an op-ed by Russell Bentley, was published in Fort Russ, just basically saying there's a new offensive about to begin on the Donbass in early May. Now that spring is here, the wars are going to be blooming. And apparently, there was a town, Yasinovaya, was subjected to a mortar shelling by the Ukrainian army, but it was under the command of NATO. And that really escalates the situation to have NATO in there doing this. Now, apparently in response, they're claiming Russian forces have shelled Ukrainian positions, but I'm not sure if this is reliable information. Call it the fog of war. But having NATO in there carrying out these attacks, we're getting closer and closer to a direct conflict with Russia. And these maniacs are not going to be happy until they get it. And they've got their bunkers. You know, they're all going to go on down there, and they've got their luxury bunkers like at the Greenbrier, and they'll just stay underground for a year or so. And they'll come on up, and the world will be beautiful and like the Garden of Eden. No, it won't. It's going to be a dead husk, because the radiation will kill off the entire food chain will collapse. There will be nothing to eat. They'll have to eat each other. Getting on back to the economic news here, over in Colorado, school teachers are getting ready to basically demand billions of dollars in education funding, and they're talking about a strike, you know, unless they get more money for the schools. And apparently, lawmakers in Colorado are proposing a law to throw striking teachers in jail. Now, that one is going to have to go all the way to the Supreme Court as well. A strike is, I think, protected by the First Amendment. But we're slipping more and more into tyranny and dictatorship. You will work for lower wages and salaries. You will make do with lowered budgets. We've got to send all the money to the war zones. And I'm sure those striking teachers are looking at that almost $700 billion budget just this year for the Defense Department. and wondering why they can't have that money, or at least part of it. And it's a huge amount of money. And look what we're getting for it is junk. The gigantic scam. We are an empire in decline. Now, story coming on out from the Washington Times. A federal judge has now ordered a complete restart of DACA. And the judge has imposed a 90-day delay on his ruling to give the government a chance to re-argue its case. But basically, the judge said that President Trump's attempt to roll back the Obama-era DACA program was illegal, and the entire program would have to be restarted. Now, this goes beyond other judges who said the phase-out is illegal, but ordered Homeland Security to accept renewal applications from people who'd already been awarded DACA status before. This new judge is saying everybody, even people who have never been approved, will be allowed to apply for DACA. There's a small problem with this. With all of these judges, they're way off base. DACA is not a law passed by Congress. It was an executive order by Obama, and it can be repealed with another executive order by Trump. The judges have no authority in this. It's total bovine excrement. The president, under Title VIII, is allowed to set immigration controls. And I think these judges need to be kicked off the bench. They're presuming authorities they do not have. DACA is not a law. It's an executive order, and it can be overturned with another executive order. That's it. End of story. Now, apparently, one of the caravans that were approaching our southern border has now arrived. It's carrying a lot of people from Central America trying to get over. No report yet of confrontation or conflict. But Trump is now saying that he may make a border agreement with Mexico part of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Basically, Trump is saying Mexico needs to be more of a help in preventing illegal border crossings. Well, Trump doesn't understand. Mexico's glad to be getting rid of these people. These aren't the best people in the Mexican society. They're people who can't make it in their home country. Many of them are criminals fleeing prosecution. MS-13 is coming across the open borders, and they're becoming a major problem in this country. People carrying diseases. Mexico doesn't want them. Mexico is just laughing its head off over the U.S. open border policy. Years ago, when Fidel Castro was still in charge of Cuba, there was a big stink about, allowing those poor Cuban refugees to come to America. Seems that we go through the same mistake every time. And so they said, yes, Cuban refugees coming to America will be allowed to stay. Castro went down to all of his prisons, took all the prisoners, put them on boats, and said 90 miles that way. And they settled in Florida, and Florida's crime rate went right through the roof. Now, over in Bavaria, which at least when I was there was a very beautiful country, subcountry, it's part of Germany, but Bavaria's government is ordering Christian crosses to be placed at the entrance of all state administrative buildings. And they're saying this isn't about religion, but about reasserting the cultural identity and Christian Western influence of the region. They're trying to push back at all of this Muslim screaming for Sharia law. And they want to reassert being Bavaria. And I remember when I was there, Bavarians are very proud of Bavaria. So, apparently there was a shooting in the Dallas Home Depot. Two police officers are in critical condition. The female cop was shot in the face And yes, the perpetrator was an illegal immigrant and previously convicted felon. Why is he allowed to be in the state? Why is he allowed to be in the country? We keep seeing this over and over and over again. The illegals come up here, they commit crimes, and everybody's... It's reasonable to ask, why are we letting these people in? Now, over in South Carolina, proving once again we're under foreign puppet rule, they just passed legislate, or they're about to pass legislation to adopt an Israel-centric definition for anti-Semitism, which includes criticism of the government of Israel. In other words, they're going to criminalize criticism of Israel. Now, this needs to be challenged on First Amendment grounds, freedom of speech. Israel hates the First Amendment. They want what they call the Palestinian exception. Anti-Semitism is not criticism of Israel. That's like saying criticism of the Nazis is anti-Germanism. It has nothing to do with their ethnicity or their religion or any of that stuff. It has to do with their behavior. That's the issue. How the government of Israel is behaving is the problem. If Israel has its way, we're going to lose our First Amendment, because once they carve out an exception for Israel, they'll start carving out exceptions for other things. Oh, we'll criminalize criticism of the vaccine industry. We'll criminalize criticism of the GMO industry. We've got to protect those corporate profits. Yes, the Bill of Rights gives us freedom of speech, but we didn't think you'd have the bad taste to actually use it. Over in Broward County, Florida, boy, they just can't seem to get a break. More negative publicity. And apparently, there's been an ugly incident in a juvenile detention facility. And the story is that the guards there were running a fight club, a child fight club. They were encouraging these incarcerated kids to fight with one another. And there was an incident where this officer literally grabbed a kid who didn't move as fast as the officer thought he should. And he slammed him into a wall, put him on the ground, and punched the kid in the face so hard it broke his nose in two places. And, of course, prosecutors have said, oh, well, the officer was perfectly justified in doing this. Now, the officer, his name is Bryant, claimed that the kid became combative and punched him first, but the security video does not show that. Another sign of impending dictatorship and tyranny. All right, let's talk about guns and gun rights now. There was a March for Our Rights rally in Olympia, Washington. It drew about 2,500 gun rights supporters who don't want liberals ending the Second Amendment. And they gathered on the steps of the state's Capitol building. And the corporate media refused to cover it. Corporate media is out there with David Hogg and all the March for Our Lives and just pushing that anti-gun agenda. But the rallies in favor of the Second Amendment are being totally ignored. So... So does gun control really work? Well, no, it doesn't. People are going to do violent things. We're seeing over in Great Britain, where there are gun bans, there are now machete attacks. Everywhere you have gun control, crime goes up, violent crime goes up. Just look at England or Chicago or Baltimore. Very strict gun control there. 29 killings in the past 3 weeks. Venezuela banned guns. Now their murder rate is skyrocketing. Take the lesson from Kennewick, Georgia. They passed a city ordinance. Every home must have a gun, and crime fell by 83%. This was 10 years ago they did this. There's only been one murder in that entire time. Now, you contrast that with Baltimore or Chicago. And don't forget, we have this ugly stink here where the CDC did a research project, and they found out that guns are used in self-defense almost four times more often than used by criminals, and they suppressed it. They refused to publish it. It had to be leaked out. The gun banners, the gun grabbers, they're not thinking about you and your safety. They want the guns so that you will do as you are told to do. Every dictatorship in history has disarmed their population so the population cannot resist what the dictators want. That's an historical reality. Every genocide of the 20th century was preceded by a gun ban on the targeted population. More about this when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about guns, gun ownership, gun rights. And over in Illinois, the Effingham County Board approved a resolution to become a sanctuary for gun owners. They're basically taking all that nonsense about sanctuary cities, and they're flipping it back on the liberals to say this is a sanctuary for gun owners. And it's symbolic, but they're trying to make a stand and say that, yes, there is a Second Amendment. And even without the Second Amendment, and all the Second Amendment does is says the government understands that we have a natural right to keep and bear arms, at least for self-defense, especially with the soaring crime rates. But they came on out and they took a stand, and good for them. Now, out in Arizona, there was an ugly incident where apparently there was a state trooper who'd stopped to investigate a car crash on the interstate and was ambushed and shot. And apparently a driver just passing by saw the attack on the state trooper, pulled over, got his gun, shot the shooter. And so he's being praised as a hero. And again, there's an object lesson for the police. You know, the gun that you leave in the hands of a law-abiding citizen may someday save your life. We're going to take a phone call here from Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I was just listening to your story about the Fight Club thing and how repulsive that is, really.
Yes.
You know, it would be funny. Remember a couple of years back when Sheldon Adelson had all these Republican people calling on him in Las Vegas, begging for money and doing whatever tricks he wanted them to do to get the money? And I was thinking what great reality TV it would be, Mike, if I had a couple $1 billion like Soros or Adelson, and I could say, well, you can come here, and I'm going to televise it, and here's a $50 million prize, but you have to fight each other like those kids did to the politicians.
They'd probably
wouldn't
do
that
it.
Be great?
They'd probably
I'd
do it.
I'd pay big money to watch that.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'd pay big money to watch that, Mike.
Oh, I would too. I would too. I think it's time to bring back gladiatorial games, you know, for politicians.
Reverse the bread and circuses thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Mike, I'm sorry. I've got a call. I got to take this. I got to roll. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, getting on back to the guns and the dark side of it, we're getting back to this story here about the Waffle House shooter, Travis Reinking. And apparently he had lost his gun permit. His guns had been taken away and given to his father to lock up. But the father gave him back to Travis. And so now the father is being investigated for having done that. And yeah, that was definitely a bad call, because this Travis was a disaster waiting to happen. This guy was previously arrested by the Secret Service for trespassing on the White House grounds. And he tried to get into the White House. He demanded to see the president. And they knew all about this guy, and they still weren't able to stop him. If only somebody in that Waffle House had had a firearm. Thank goodness for that one guy who did wrestle him down. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com by Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.